Well, you make the pastry part with shortening and flour and a little sugar, and either shape it or cut it in strips if you're going to have it in strips on the top. But usually just line a bowl with it, and then depending on whether you're using canned or fresh fruits, you would have to cook fresh fruits with some sugar and so forth to make it have kind of a syrup in with the fruit, and pour it in there and put the top crust on and bake it.
Well, if somebody had a good appetite, you'd say, well, he sure likes to put away his
groceries
or his
food. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you have a cobbler or something, do you ever like take some cream or some milk or something and put a little nutmeg and sugar, mix it together like that to pour over?
Nope. We put ice cream on top of it, or maybe just plain milk, but I've never put nutmeg on anything except eggnog.
What about, do you ever hear of, like, what would you call something like that? Some sweet liquid or something you might pour over a pudding or something? You say it's just a sweet
sauce, maybe, but I wouldn't say that.
Well, if you eat between meals, you know, you might say, well, I just had a little
snack.
And tell me, you know, what that stuff you drink for breakfast, you said, was
coffee.
How do you make it?
Well, you put the water in the bottom part of a coffee pot, and the coffee in the basket on top, and when it's plugged in, the hot water bubbles up through the coffee grounds and becomes coffee.
And what about you ever just say, if you don't want a cup of coffee, you might say, well, just give me something out of the, you know, some water, some
a glass of water.
And well, how do you, like, if your family goes in to eat and they're all standing around the table, what do you say to them?
Sit down.
What if it's company?
Well, then I'd say,
strangers,
Mrs. So-and-so, you sit here, and Miss So-and-so, you sit there, and the rest of you fill in.
Well, if somebody was trying to pass you the potatoes or something, you'd say, no, go ahead and
help yourself.
You know, and so you'd say he went ahead and
helped himself.
And
or served his plate or something.
And you say, well, now, since he has already, what?
Eaten or helped himself.
I'll go ahead and pass it over to me.
Okay.
Now, if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't, what?
I don't care for any.
Well, do you ever, like, cook something one day and then serve it a second time?
Mm-hmm.
So you say it's what?
Leftovers.
Does it make any difference if you warm it up or if you just eat it cold? Or do you call it all leftovers?
No, I don't think that would matter. Leftovers, yeah.
Well, what do you, if you're going to eat, you put the food in your mouth and you begin to
chew it.
Did you ever hear of making a dish out of cornmeal and you know, like water and salt, and just boiling it like that and eating it like what you mean?
Unless that's cornmeal mush, I wouldn't know what that was.
That's what I mean. How do you make that?
I wouldn't know. I don't have any idea.
Well, you don't know if it's made out of cornbread or if it's milk or if it's just meat.
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, if you want